Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Geek Digest podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things movies, video games, geek culture, and television, and officially will not be talking about these things anymore. Today is our final episode of the Geek Digest. My name is Victoria.
My name is Zaphod, and so long, and thanks for all the fish.
And that's the end of the episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
No.
Stay geeky.
Stay geeky. Bye. No. fuck, could you imagine? Oh, my God. That would be so bad. We wanted to come back and just do one more episode and just kind of, honestly, talk about how awesome doing this podcast has been. Although, to be totally transparent, as you guys have probably been able to tell, since COVID hit, it's been incredibly difficult to do a news podcast when there's no news.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a bit of a hurdle that we were trying to jump over for a really long time, but you know, it just got a little too difficult. There is just no news all the time. And the way that, you know, we kind of figured it was like, if we're not even going to be bringing you regular episodes because there isn't regular news, or by the time we do the episode, the news is already a bit stale. Kind of what's the point? And in this like weird cycle where there's like no news, it was becoming very, very omnipresent that that's what was happening more often than not. And we weren't loving that. So we ultimately decided that our hot takes are going to go on Twitter.
Yeah, it was, you know, I don't want this episode to be like a postmortem, but it was.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it was just an understanding that, you know, something like this had its time. We gave it a good shot, and it was, you know, I'm glad for the people who got to show up and enjoy and listen.
We love you all.
And appreciate the support that we've had. There's been a lot of you who have, you know, reached out and shown how much you love the show and how much you listen. Yeah. But, you know, this allows us to move on to other things. I know, Vic, you've got your podcast you're running.
Correct.
I may or may not have something in the works. And it's, you know, it doesn't mean we're going anywhere. It's just this is a piece of content that won't be produced anymore.
Well, exactly. We're still going to be like producing content outside of this podcast. Also, I want to make it very clear, because sometimes when these kinds of podcasts like don't end up getting produced anymore, there's like rumor mills that are like the people aren't friends anymore.
Oh no.
I want to make it very clear. Zay and I still regularly DM.
I hate Vic.
Yeah, we hate each other now.
It couldn't be more clear that the sound of your voice grates on me like sandpaper to a raw bone. And
yeah, right back at you.
Yeah.
That's why we spend time in each other's streams as well, because we just can't stand hearing each other.
Exactly.
No, I just wanted to make it really clear. Zay and I are still very good friends. That's it. That's all there needs to be said about it. Because the last thing I want is for someone to tweet at us and be like, so are you guys not friends anymore?
Yep.
It's like, no, we're definitely
That's correct.
Still actual very good friends.
We're just lying for the podcast.
Yeah, we literally talk every day.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, so yeah, we're going to be ending the Geek Digest just in time for Zay to finally get his direct.
It finally fucking happened. I just have been like, that's all I've wanted for like six months.
About it for months.
Like, I'm like, okay, this is the weekend, guys. This is the one that's going to happen, y'all. It's time. There's been all the rumors.
Oh, it's so good.
And then finally, they just were like, okay, here it is. And they just dropped it. They're like, go.
But I'm so not surprised about that. We kind of talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
How they might not actually do a direct and just like hot drop it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Hot cross buns, baby, just drop those games. Except it's a limited release, which is super weird.
I am so confused by that.
It doesn't make any sense. I think you're right. So we were DMing about this when the news came out.
I mean, she's lying because we hate each other. Because
we actually hate each other. So I was envisioning a DM between the two of us.
Yep. the real theme of this episode is that Vic has had a psychotic break and I actually don't exist. And that all the time you've been hearing is some sort of odd voice mod that Vic just forgets about every week and uses to simulate the fact that she's having a one-to-one conversation with another person. So
I've managed to do deep fakes, but with voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Technological god that Vic is.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. y'all will never know whether we're lying right now or not, and we won't ever confirm nor deny.
Nope.
Yeah, so you finally got this limited release announcement, which is super weird.
It's just, I don't
understand.
But we were saying about what I think could possibly be is that, so March 2021 is 4 years since the Switch has come out. And, you know, there's been rumors about like an upgraded Switch, a Switch Pro.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily point to that being the case, but
it doesn't not either.
Exactly. Like, it just, there's a couple of things that end there. There's the Mario 35 that says it will be available until March 2021. There's the, you know, Mario 35th anniversary, which will, I mean, now that I think about it, it could just be that, like, that's actually the end of the 35th anniversary of Mario, because it'll be the next year and therefore they don't do it anymore. But, like, also this, like, I don't know. Nintendo has done this for years, right? They're very practiced at creating a false sense of scarcity and just manufacturing FOMO. So this is right up their alley, but with a digital product, that makes no sense at all.
Like, they managed to make digital scarcity happen.
Yeah. I'm just
I sent it to you and you were like, yeah, the physical copy until March. I was like, no fam, the digital copy until March too. And you were like, what the fuck fucking weird. It's weird as hell.
It's digital, like, you can just, there's a million infinite downloads of it. Mm-hmm. It just, I know
I just hope this doesn't start a trend.
Yeah, I don't think it will. There's like,
Nintendo kind of lives on its own. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no other company that would be like, yes, we would like to make only this amount of money and no more.
Yeah exactly. That's just Nintendo. Yeah. See, I think you might be onto something. Like what if they're doing a temporary release for now, March, launch the Switch Pro, and then re-release it branded towards the Switch Pro.
Yeah, like a Mario 3D Classics Plus, you know, or Pro.
Yeah, like, or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or like,
and make you buy it again, because that is also a very Nintendo move.
Or are they putting out a new Mario game in March?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to have that competing, right?
Yeah.
So they take down the classics, they release a new Mario game. That's what I think it might be.
Yeah, that doesn't...
Because March is a big release time for them, right?
It is, yeah. I mean, that's also when the last... that's also when the last Breath of the Wild came out with the release of the Switch.
Oh, my fucking God. I swear to God, what if it's Breath of the Wild 2? I think I said that in our chat.
Yeah, it could be. It very well could be.
If it is,
well,
I'll shit.
It's 4 years since the Switch came out. The other thing that is next year is the 35th anniversary of the Zelda collection.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We're getting Breath of the Wild 2 next year for sure.
It could be like a hot drop of, you know, a Zelda 3D classics. So, like, could
leading
you imagine...
Leading up to a Breath of the Wild 2 holiday.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is. They have the temporary Mario classics, and then they have the Zelda classics from March until September, and then in October or November, they drop Breath of the Wild 2.
You know what? Fuck it. It's the last episode. Next year, we're going to get Mario Kart 9. We're going to get Zelda Breath of the Wild 2. We're going to get Miyamoto is going to come over and personally give me a hand job and apologize for all of the like hurt and mistakes that they've made over the years. Me and Takamoto are going to, we're going to bake a cake and then make a buddy cop movie. And Vic is writing the script for us. It's
actually in progress right now.
All of these things have been confirmed and you can bet your asses on it.
Just wait for it to happen.
Yep.
My only prediction for next year is Mass Effect Remastered. That's it. That's all I want.
That's it.
I just want that. I'm a very simple person.
Yep.
I just want my Mass Effect, and I probably won't even get it.
No, you probably won't.
Exactly. So fuck my life, right?
Well, here's the thing, is you may end up getting what we got with Mario, where it's not a remaster, but they're like, here's just three games, but you pay for it again.
I'll do it.
So there you go.
You know I'd do it.
I know. Just like I already pre-ordered Mario, so.
I'm going to get the Mario thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
I am doing it because of Sunshine, exclusively because of Sunshine. I will play none of it except for Sunshine.
Have I ever told you I've never played Sunshine?
Yes. Do you have any idea how excited I am for you to stream it?
I am very excited about it.
I'm so fucking stoked for you to stream it. Sunshine is so much fun.
Yep.
The fucking jetpack, the water jetpack mechanics, you're going to have so much fun with it. It's so much fun. It is so much fun.
It came out at that time. It makes me want to get. When I was, it came out at that time when I was like, maybe 14 or 15, and I was like,
too cool for Mario.
He's like, Mario's like for kids.
That's for kids.
I don't want to play this anymore. I want Grand Theft Auto and yeah. Even though like I wasn't allowed to have any of those games in my house, but I would go play them at my friends, all that stuff. It's like, I'm into skateboarding. Tony Hawk is better.
THPS? No.
Oh, my God.
I think I need to get a GameCube controller for my Switch.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. They're amazing.
Because I don't think I'm going to be able to play Sunshine with any other controller. Because I know the GameCube controls for it so well. Yeah. Like, I'm going to have that muscle memory from my 10-year-old days.
That would make sense. Power A makes a... this is a hashtag sponsor. By the way, we got sponsored by Power A for this one episode.
Yeah.
They make a wireless Wavebird controller. And it's... I bought it for Smash. It's amazing.
I think I might need to get that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Why did you tell me about that?
It was only like $40, which means it's 220 Canadian?
I was going to say about 360 Canadian.
Okay. All right. Well, my math was a bit off, but I'm glad.
Yeah. My Monopoly money.
Yep.
No, our Monopoly money is not doing great right now, but also the border's closed, so it's not even like I can go over there.
Right.
I digress. Anyways, we're getting carried away as if it were a regular episode, but we're actually just here to say goodbye to everyone.
So bye.
Goodbye. Bye. No, I really just wanted to impart a lot of like gratefulness. This was the first podcast that me or Zay ever did. I had done a radio show like years and years and years ago, but I had never done a podcast. And Zay and I really, really, really wanted to do a podcast and, you know, try it out. And it was like, there's no words for like how grateful I am that like everybody who listened to this podcast listened to it. I truly appreciate every one of you who would like come into my stream chat on a Tuesday when the episode had released and been like, I listened to the Geek Digest today. That was like always so nice for me. And I'm sure for Zay to hear.
Mm-hmm.
It just meant a whole lot to me. And who knows, maybe there will be some like giant gaming news and we'll just like re-log into like all of our accounts.
Yeah.
Just drop like a random episode when something crazy happens. Who knows? We're not going to rule that out. Because like if there's anything absolutely insane someday and we're like, fuck, we should really just talk about this, we'll just record it.
Yeah.
We may as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just wanted to impart mine and Zay's thankfulness. I don't know if you want to say anything, Zay.
Yeah, I do. It was a really great opportunity and a really great learning experience. I think it's like for me, it's made me a lot better. It was interesting to see working with you in the first place, like where this would come and like how much like personally our friendship has grown since we started working on this.
It makes me happy.
Yeah, seriously. And like just the fact where people actually do listen to it and they wait for it to come out. And like, I mean, I don't know how many times I've been corrected on how wrong I was about some bold assumption I made, but I appreciate it every single time that happened. As those of you who have seen on my stream, I do boldly claim things and then get corrected quite often, mostly by my wife. Exactly. But but she, you know, it's sometimes I feel like I would. No, I'm retconning this. I was about to say sometimes I do it on purpose to see if people correct me, but that's absolutely bullshit. No, I believe 100% of the things that I say, or I just try to see if I can get you to believe it. So there's
Agent Clausen.
All of those
never
things.
Forget.
I don't know. Do you have any like favorite memories from the show, or like a favorite episode, or anything like that?
I will never stop laughing about Agent Clausen. I'm so serious. The listening back to that, where I said it, and you were like, "No, it's Clausen," and I was like, "Okay," and just believed you. I was like, "I've been gaslit." I can't. I will never stop laughing about that. I will never stop laughing about that. I also have very fond memories of the one time we recorded a whole episode and it was awesome. And then you didn't record.
I just didn't hit the record button. Yep.
So I had this like fantastic audio and it was such a good episode.
I think that's the one. I think that's the week that we first visited Kansas City and I was out here and recorded on my fucking laptop and brought my mic with me and we were just in some random Airbnb and I was like, all right, sweet, let's do this. And I just was like, I got back and I tried to send you the file and I was so like, good. What have I done? Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh
no, I don't even think you realized you uploaded it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Because it still had a file, but it was like muted on Audacity or something like that.
It was 0 megabytes.
It was like 35 minutes or 50 minutes of just silence.
Because I remember downloading it from Google Drive, and usually it takes like your episodes in the .wav format to download. Like it takes like 2 or 3 minutes on my shitty Canadian internet, and it downloaded in like 4 seconds, and I was like, oh,
wait,
no.
Oh wait,
what happened here? And I looked at the file size and it said 0 megabytes, and I was like, oh no. Oh, no. What has happened? And then it was just literally silence for 50 minutes. I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like, a straight up 50-minute track of silence. I was like, this is great. I even tried, like, jacking the, like, volume up super high, thinking that maybe you had your mic on super low and, like, I could, like, fandangle some sort of audio. Nothing. It was nothing. What about you? Do you have a favorite moment?
I really liked when we were covering E3 when it happened. And we I was obsessively taking notes during each of the presentations. And we just got to have all our bold predictions and just like all the jokes we made about like every single presenter wearing gaming t-shirt, blazer, jeans, and skate shoes. Like without fail, every single one of them wore that, and then being shocked when like someone didn't.
Someone wore dress shoes.
Yeah. Whoa. We're like, whoa, what? That's a bold statement. What are you trying to prove here, buddy?
Yeah, exactly. Who did you not get the memo? Better than? Yeah, exactly. There's a dress code and it's skate shoes.
And
fam.
You've failed.
Exactly.
Yeah, but other than that, it's like, it's just been like, it's been an honor to be able to produce something like this and know that people actually cared and listened. And for the final record, I'd like to say I came up with the name and just just put that out there into the universe.
Well, I came up with the logo.
I actually came up with our first logo that we had for
you did
for
no,
like
you did.
6 to 8 months.
And then I made a new one because I was like, we need a new one.
I actually suggested we get a new logo.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
I don't remember that. Yep, but that's fine. Yep. But I went hard and I made that logo.
You
for
did,
us.
And it looks fantastic. And I'm glad we did the upgrade.
I agree.
And yeah, this is I mean, this wasn't intended to be like clout chasing or whatever, but
no, I know. it's a classic troll move.
Yeah, exactly. It's a, you know, luckily this time we can confirm that I did indeed record the episode. And so
amazing.
There will be audio on my end.
Right back at you.
And like for
although
one of
that never happened.
And I can actually say this for truth. I was on time today and Vic was a minute or two behind, which
I want to state for the record
has never happened in the history of the podcast. Not one single time has that ever happened.
I've always been early.
Like this
and today I was running 5 minutes behind. I allocated too much time to my hair mask.
If
I fucked up
64, 65, I don't even remember how many episodes we've had, and not one time has Vic been behind and me be on time, and today it happened.
I just really wanted to keep you on your toes.
Yep.
Right? Usually you're the late one and I'm the one on time. I was like, you know what? Gotta keep it fresh.
Yep.
Gotta keep it exciting. Gotta allocate too much time to my hair mask. Anyways, in all seriousness, I really appreciate you, Zay. I'm so glad that we have become such good friends through this podcast. And I'm not going to keep gushing because I'll just get emotional because I get sappy about this kind of stuff. But I truly appreciate you as a friend and as a person in my life. And I loved producing this podcast with you.
Same. Absolutely. All right. Same.
I hope you guys have a wonderful morning. Oh, wait, we should probably say where you guys should. Okay, I'm Victoria. You can follow me at Victoria Shaz.
My name is Zayfod. You can follow me at Zayfod everywhere. I hope you have a wonderful month, year, decade, wherever you happen to be for the rest of your lives.
And stay geeky.
And stay geeky. Oh, fuck. I fucked it.